Network from Learfield.
Quick three. Good. Oh, he's feeling it. He's feeling it.
This is Wintrust coverage of Marquette basketball. Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank, the official bank of Marquette. Also brought to you by Baird. Discover the Baird difference. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official sports bar of March Madness. Coors Light, choose chill. Proud partner of Marquette Athletics. Celebrate responsibly. Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig. Right Height, where we're always looking ahead. Third Space Brewing, the home of Marquette Golden Ale. Your Third Space. Qdoba, a break from the ordinary. Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Experience a Milwaukee icon. Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Marquette University. Game Day deserves Pepsi. CareSource, individual and family health insurance. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. And by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, the Midwest's best casino.
Oh, baby, that was good. And a foul.
The tip is moments away. Now, here is Homer, along with Hall of Famer Tony Smith.
It is the start of the Big East season. Marquette at home, 5-6. Georgetown at 7-3. And yes, Tony Smith, it is different. 20 conference games. Game one.
Very different. It kind of feels like a new start. Unfortunately, you don't get to throw away your record, but you get a new attitude. And I think that's exactly what this team needs. So a little fresh start attitude-wise. Hopefully they come out guns blazing, playing well.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Gruber Law Offices. Gruber Law Offices, proud partner of Marquette Athletics. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Everybody knows Ed Cooley. He's been in the Big East for a long time at Providence, now in his third year at Georgetown. Again, they are 7-3. The starters, Malik Mack, one of their stars, Jeremiah Williams, Caleb Williams, that makes it difficult, Isaiah Abraham, and Julius Halafanua. I'm hoping he doesn't do a whole lot. Actually, he will. He's a good,
good.
Sophomore from Australia.
You're going to be calling his name a lot.
KJ Lewis is their leading scorer at 15.5 points per game. He comes from Arizona. He is not in the starting lineup, but it is expected that he will play. And now, the starting lineup for Marquette.
Go Eagles! At guard, a 72-inch freshman from Huntington, New York, zero. Nigel James Jr. At guard, 6'5", a senior from Dallas, Texas. Number two, Chase Ross. At guard, 6'4", a freshman from Potomac, Maryland. Number 10, Adrian Stevens. At forward, 6'8", a sophomore from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 13, Royce Parham. And at forward, 6'9", a junior from Santa Maria, California. 18, Caden Hamilton. In his fifth season, the head coach, Shaka Smart.
I mentioned the starters for Georgetown. Nowadays, you need to say where they're from. Malik Mack, 6'2", junior, 15 points a game. He was at Harvard before he came to Georgetown. Caleb Williams, 6'7", sophomore. Caleb Williams, excuse me. He averages 12 points per game. He is not the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Isaiah Abraham, 6'7", sophomore. He came from UConn. He averages 5.5 points. I mentioned Julius Halefanua. He came not from college, but from Australia. Jeremiah Williams, 6'4", grad student. He comes from Rutgers. I mentioned there, arguably their best player, KJ Lewis, a 6'4", junior, and he comes from Arizona. I don't have all the particulars. Arizona is very, very good, so it's possible KJ Lewis just wasn't playing enough. You never know the particulars.
Very possible.
You just know they came from somewhere else.
He's not starting, but rest assured he is a starter. So he must have been naughty. Too close to Christmas to be naughty.
They said he had some fluid issues. You are the doctor of basketball. I don't know what fluid issues is, but we're expecting to see.
Doesn't sound good, though.
KJ Lewis practice today. It would be a plus if he did not play.
At least if he's not at full strength.
That's correct. Hale Fanua will be the opening tip.
At least Fanua could be a problem.
Yeah, he has some skills.
Yes, he definitely has some skills around the basket. He's a big body. He's not big and thin either.
Their losses are to Dayton, North Carolina, and Miami. They did beat Maryland. Their last game, they played St. Peter's and won in overtime. That's kind of like Marquette's game against Valpo. It's not of note because they won, but had they lost, it would definitely be of note, as if Marquette had lost to Valpo. Didn't matter. You win, put it as a W, and move on.
Well, lucky for you, you should be able to get the Williams, all right?
That's right.
One has two digits, one has one digit on their jersey, so that'll help you.
Caleb Williams, number 4, and Jeremiah Williams, number 25.
I can help you as well.
I'll call it out for you. Yeah. You have? I mess up sometimes with headbands, but we are waiting for the start. That generally means that TV is yet to come around.
Correct. Probably in commercial break still. I think there is a headband, though. I think Caleb. Who's 4? Is Caleb 4?
Caleb is 4.
Caleb
That's
has the
correct.
Headband.
All right.
So if you can see the head, look for that.
Opening tap, won easily by Marquette. And James will bring it up. We're playing here at Fiserv Forum. Big East play. James 30 feet away, helping out Hamilton, top of the circle, looking to pass. Back to James. He'll throw in the corner. Chase Ross faked the 3 up top. Parham, he will attack. He's 6 feet away, won't take a 6-footer, and throws it back in the corner to Hamilton. They got 8 to shoot. Hamilton and looking for Parham. The pass went off the leg of Hale Fanua. And so it'll be Marquette. It went out of bounds. It'll be Marquette ball with...
And a kick ball, so they get 20 time on the clock.
Correct. They get 20 on the shot clock. 30 seconds in, no score. The first possession of the game. James has it deep in the corner. Pressured by Abraham. Spins on him. He's 12 feet away. Up. Lays it up and in nicely against a much taller player. Well, they're all taller than James is. Marquette up 2-0. Yes. Does he play anybody that's shorter than he is? Not often.
Is that the one they announced 60 or
72 inches. I did not notice if they did that tonight. They did. Georgetown with the basketball. Caleb Williams 30 feet away. Mac even further out.
Yeah, Mac's tough. Lefty.
Yes. They go back door and get a layup. Easy layup by Isaiah Abraham and Hale Fanua with a fabulous pass high-low.
You got to watch those. If you play man, they're going to run the flex on you.
Stevens fakes the 3. Now 10 feet away. Won't take the jumper. Into the corner. Parham will try a 3. Nope. Rebound all Georgetown and Abraham. Outlet to Jeremiah Williams. He'll bring it up as the trailer. We're 2 all, 1.5 minutes in. Big East play, Marquette and Georgetown. Jeremiah Williams struggles with a dribble. Hale Fanua with a nice pass into the corner. Now back out. Abraham will try a 3. Wide right. Went rim free. Did get back for it.
Way wide.
Yes. I should just say rim free. That covers it. Parham inside, back out. They didn't want the inside shot. Marquette now with Stevens. Nobody on him. He'll try a 3. Good.
Stevens.
They gave up a no-footer and then ended up getting a 3. So a nice move. Marquette up 5-2.
Yeah, still love the confidence of Stevens.
Yep, he's up to 6 points a game, and that's only going to get higher. Pressure against Chase Ross. Great defense. And 5-second count. Did not get rid of the ball. Turnover Georgetown. Marquette with the basketball. Leading 5-2. Ben Gold comes into the ball game. He was not in the starting lineup. Ben Gold, Royce Parham,
Chase
Ross.
He's already in.
I live by the standard. It says who's on the floor at the end of the game, not the beginning.
That is the correct standard.
Is it? All right. Chase Ross all the way to the basket. Hank shoots, missed it. Pretty good defense by Haile Fanua, and it comes the other way to Georgetown Mack, all the way to the basket. His layup will get goaltending against Marquette. I'm not sure who backed
up. That was James Jr. with the goaltending.
Okay. That might be his first.
72 inches with the goaltend.
5-4, Marquette the lead, and I can tell you, and you've watched him too, that they're a different team without Lewis. Yeah, he's got like serious hops.
It looked like he went 72 inches.
That looked like Dominique James hops, though he doesn't stay up in the air as long. Oh, James, nice. Impressive layup again.
Almost
schools
the same
Abraham,
one.
Yes.
Same scoop.
Keep doing it. Marquette up 7-4. James has 4 and a goaltending call. Could that get him the MVP at 72 inches? Now he's just called for a reach-in foul against Isaiah Abraham.
Get him MVP. It's a bad play.
Don't care.
And I'm making the decision. That's how.
That is not so accurate. I can sell it the best I can.
I'm not buying, though.
Is that the first goaltending you've ever seen by a guy who says he's 72 inches? I don't remember Dominique James. He probably had a goaltending.
Spud Webb may have had one.
Yeah. With a basketball, Georgetown, Jeremiah Williams. And, yes, he's in the game, K.J. Lewis. 6'4 junior. He handles the ball all the time along with Mac, so it'll change now. Jeremiah Williams to the basket. He missed the layup.
There's
the follow is no good, but two free throws coming up for Haile Fanua. As you alluded to it, he does a number of things well. That time, hitting the glass, he is a 7-foot sophomore out of Australia, and he will shoot two with Marquette up 7-4.
Yeah, problem with a guy like him, first of all, he's got some talent, but when we get penetration from the guards, and the bigs leave him to block. I mean, that's a big, big body to leave open on the offensive glass.
Yep. Though he comes from Australia. Ben Gold, of course, from New Zealand. You're seeing more and more foreign players from that area. And it's only going to grow. Because you can come over here when you're 25 if you want. You haven't played college.
Come whenever you want.
Whenever you want, but they seem much older. Jaden Ford, 6'9", sophomore. He's in the ball game now. Marquette up 7-6. The two free throws good. And Georgetown puts some pressure on. Chase Ross has to help out. He has it way in the backcourt. And Jeremiah Williams trying to bother him. Marquette up a point. 7-6. We're 3.5 minutes in. Up top, Parham. Hands back to Chase Ross. They stay outside the arc. Now they stand further out to James, center of the court. James, nice another move, but caught under the basket.
Scoop.
Skips it out, Chase Ross. Fake the three, now goes to the basket, shot blocked by Fort, and coming the other way is Mack. He'll go all the way to the basket, hang, shoot, missed it. The dunk follow is good by Fort, and Marquette is down 8-7, and I'm telling you, they are a totally different team with K.J. Lewis in the ballgame. Not that he actually did anything. James at the free throw line, back outside to Parham. Marquette trailing by a point, 8-7. Further out the give, James to the basket. Hangs, lays it up and in. I don't know how that went in.
He was
falling down and on the floor when he put it up and in. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did a little bit of a Euro step, but he did lose his balance.
He's got 6 already. He could have 25. Now Lewis backing in. Lewis still backing in on James. Baseline jumper is around and out. He got everything he wanted but missed it. The rebound follow is no good. A third shot is no good. Ford again. A fourth shot is no good.
Marquette dodged a bullet there.
Yes. Caleb Williams also missed it. Now, a bad pass. Chase Ross tried to get it to Parham. It was deflected off the backboard, and now Lewis the other way. He's not passing. He's going to the basket, and the shot blocked easily by Chase Ross, who came from behind the defender.
And took out the cheerleaders.
Yes, he did. 15-14 left first half. Game on. Marquette by a point over Georgetown, 9-8. Timeout, Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Big East action. Marquette leading Georgetown by a point, 9-8. We are 5 minutes in. From the showroom to the hardwood, Bergstrom Automotive, proud to support Marquette University and the Wisconsin communities. Marquette fans, Papa John's, proud to support Marquette Athletics. The promo code MU40 to receive 40% off your regular price menu order. Order online at PapaJohns.com. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. And fans, this season Marquette three-pointers mean much more than points on the scoreboard. For each three-pointer made by the men's and women's teams, Milwaukee-based Right Height will donate $10 to All in Milwaukee all season long. How much have you learned so far, Tony, in the game, in the first 5 minutes? Anything?
About what?
The game. I'm telling you, what I've learned, I think Nigel James is looking at 25.
Okay.
He's got 6 points. He's made all three shots, and he's gone to the basket on all three.
Okay. I don't know if I say that. I'm not going to go off.
All right. Or they'll cover that. Him, and that'll open things up for other people as Sean Jones has come into the ball game.
I'm going to say Marquette is not going to have a bad first half shooting like they have been.
Great point. They are 4 of 7, 57%. It's taken them 15 minutes in other games to get the 4 made shots.
Yeah, I think they've, because they're getting inside, they're able to get to the bucket right now, so I see that continuing. They're not a big team outside of
that's
our guy
right.
from New Zealand.
Jeremiah Williams, 12 feet away, back outside, pass deflected, and it stays with Georgetown as Lewis has it 30 feet away. 8 to shoot. He has to go across outside, attacking in the lane, turns, and now back to Lewis. Well, they'll get a 3. It's missed. Caleb Williams with a miss, the lefty.
Call it here, though.
And we got a foul on Marquette. It's going to stay down at the Georgetown end.
Trey Norman. Oh, that was Chase Ross.
Chase Ross. Trey Norman did check into the game. Third foul on Marquette. No fouls on Georgetown. What?
I thought that was Norman tied up there.
I'm not going to argue with you.
No, I mean, it wasn't, but it looked like he was.
9-8 Marquette by a point. 14:49 left first half. Halle Fanua comes back in the ball game.
Yeah, they were really small for a second.
Here's a steal. Pass right to Sean Jones. He'll give up, and we're going to get it. Dunk, jam it.
That's
Trey Norman
it. Two hands.
It. But he deserves to give all the credit to Sean Jones. Got it to him perfectly, right?
Great pass.
11-8, Marquette's lead is up 3. Created by the defense. Fort gives back outside. Now, follow out. They're still way outside the arc. Mack with it, top of the circle. He dumps it inside, spinning, turning with the layup. Left-hand layup is no good.
Somebody better box it out.
Halle Fanua missed it, and then we get a foul on Georgetown.
Yeah.
Call it on Fort, I believe. Jaden Fort trying to get the rebound.
Yeah, he was flying.
Yes, he was. And Marquette will bring it up with a 3-point lead. Ben Gold outside the arc,
no.
Right side. Oh, bad pass. And oh, but it comes back to Gold.
Yeah,
huge break.
There.
Marquette stays with it. Norman outside left. Couple of dribbles. Still beyond the 3-point line. Further out to Sean Jones. 35 feet away. 10 to shoot. Sean Jones, stop and go dribble in the lane. Kicks in the corner. Ben
good
Gold
setup.
Open three around and out. Heartbreak. Yeah, halfway
good,
down.
Good setup, though, by Sean Jones.
Yep.
You got penetration. Drew some attention.
Pops out. Georgetown has it with Marquette up 3. Lewis. Dribbling, 15 dribbles, 16 dribbles.
You bounce it.
And he dribbles it out of bounds and
ran
it
out of
goes
bounces.
To Marquette. K.J. Lewis, Jr. from Arizona. That's probably, maybe that's why he came. They wouldn't let him dribble that much. Demarius Owens makes his first appearance for Marquette. Marquette up 3, 11-8. We have 13:35 left first half. Sean Jones brings it up. Gold outside the arc. Norman still 25 feet away. Up top to Owens. He'll drive. He'll spin. Double team to the basket. Able to draw a foul. Like that move, but I'll defer to you.
Owens.
Demarius Owens looked good.
He looks different right now.
What?
Just moving around, he looks
yes.
different.
He did something we haven't seen all year
well,
on that move.
I'm not even talking about the move.
Yeah.
Just him bouncing around. He seems to have a little more bounce.
I agree totally.
In his step. I can see as soon as he walked in, he started cutting. I was like, he's moving a little different.
Well, he's going to the line and shooting two. Demarius Owens with Marquette up 3. And the free throw is good. Maybe he saves it for Big East play. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
All right. I don't know what it is.
You don't seem to buy it.
I'm hoping he found some confidence somewhere.
Yeah.
But again, looks like he did. He looked totally different.
Nailed the 2 free throws. Marquette up to a 5-point lead. James comes back in and Ben Gold out. So now they go with Sean Jones and Nigel James together, which means they're going to bother the guards, Mack and Lewis. And right now, it's James trying to bother Lewis. And Lewis is at 8 dribbles, 9, 10. And he passes it to Mack. I told you, those two handle the ball almost all the time. Caleb Williams, they're 40 feet away with Mack. They got 14 to shoot. Mack has it, top of the circle, still on the dribble. Inside,
that's where the problem
they
comes
get
in,
the layup is missed. Halefanua missed the no-footer. The ball was knocked out of bounds by Marquette. So Georgetown gets it, but Marquette is very lucky.
Yeah, Biggs Marquette got to really be careful with him because he slips to the bucket really well, meaning he won't wait to actually set the screen. He'll slip to cut to the bucket before the screen.
Bad inbounds. Halefanua having to fight Caden Hamilton. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Georgetown.
Just getting their deflection numbers up.
Yes.
Try to get some food for everybody.
That's right. Certain number of deflections and kills. You get free stuff. Lewis hands back to Mack. They got 16 to shoot. Mack at the free throw line. He takes 7-8 dribbles back outside. Attacking on the drive to the basket. And
yeah, Hamilton.
And this time going to the line will be Langston Love, a 6'5 grad student. He came from Baylor. His first appearance. He goes to the basket. As you said, the foul on Hamilton and two free throws coming for Georgetown. They come from Rutgers, Baylor, LSU, UConn, Arizona, Harvard, and Maryland.
Yeah, and on those penetrations, we saw it last time. I can't say his name now.
Halefanua?
Halefanua gets the offensive rebound, and this time the big stays home, and he fouls the guard. So you got a decision to make there on penetration.
Two free throws are good. Marquette, shaky pass, but Norman has it now 40 feet away to James. Marquette up by three, 13-10. We're 7.5 minutes in.
The solution is don't give up penetration.
Yes. Nigel James back outside to Hamilton. Won't shoot the 17-footer. Deshaun Jones will try a three. Good.
Nice. That's big.
He likes the line drive rope and nailed it. Marquette's lead is 6.
And I like it going in.
Yes. Marquette's biggest lead. Jeremiah Williams dribbling across outside. Caleb Williams back to Jeremiah Williams. And now Halefanua has it. Marquette pushing him outside the arc. Nothing close to a shot. 12 to shoot. Now attacking. Floating in the lane. Love. No good. Great rebound by Owens. Demarius Owens did something again we haven't seen. He was 12th floor on that rebound. He has not caught a rebound all season that high up in the air. Tony, you want to join my club?
I wasn't looking, but I'll take it.
All right, you can watch it on the replay. Demarius
Owens. He was high. I know that.
Marquette up 6. Timeout. 11:51 left first half. 16-10. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I...
Wisconsin's Bank. It's not Marquette. It's the other team struggling to shoot. Georgetown is 3 of 15, 20%. 0 of 2, 3-point shooting. Marquette, on the other hand, 6 of 10 shooting, 60%, and 2 of 4, 3-point shooting. From game time parties, you like it? It's nice.
I mean, only thing you want, like that big of shooting discrepancy, you want a bigger lead. You know what I mean? They're shooting.
All right.
They're shooting 20%. I want to be up more than 6 right now.
From game day parties to office lunches, Qdoba Catering has you covered with bold flavors and customizable options. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Set up is simple, and you can focus on the fun. Order today at Qdoba.com. Color Ink is an experimental communications company that creates packaging, visual displays, and retail signage that inspires action. Visit colorink.com to book a conversation today. Scoring for Marquette, Nigel James leading with 6, and Demarius Owens.
Gotta be a misprint.
What?
7 offensive rebounds already?
Yes, by Georgetown.
Oh, but that's right. They got 4
they
on that
4
one.
On one.
That's right.
And they didn't
that's
score. Right. What do they true. Have? Points off rebounds? Nothing. Second chance points? No, they got 6, but. Yes, I believe they had 3 or
they
4.
They must have scored on the other
rebounds.
3 because.
Yeah, they didn't on that.
They had 4
you're
on
right.
that one possession.
16-10, Marquette with the lead. And
that's why it's only 6 right there. In case anybody's wondering.
Marquette on the road Saturday playing at Creighton, and Creighton put on a show. They played the early game, and they defeated Xavier by 100. It was 98-57, but that's like 100. And they did it on the road. All the way to the basket, Jones challenged.
You had it.
Yep. And it looked like maybe Abraham blocked it. Either way, Jones missed it coming the other way. Williams brings it up, and that would be Jeremiah Williams. He still has it, and he continues to dribble. Now he's looking for help. Alay Fanua has it, 12 feet away. Marquette with the double team, and he'll throw it, and they get a layup inside. Oh. Now, they didn't call the foul. Well, I think that's Jeremiah Williams, and that was all because Alay Fanua did a nice job on the double team. The other way, James, he takes on the seven-footer. Oh, the layup in and out. Marquette keeps it on the offensive board. In the corner, James.
Falling down.
Still caught the pass. He's going to take him on again. He tries it. Was that not goaltending? I agree with you.
Surely looked like it.
I think it was Ford who blocked it. But again, James got the better of seven-footer Halei Fanua, but didn't finish. Jeremiah Williams, he misses the no-footer. Challenged, fell down. Comes to Marquette. Marquette up 16-12. Chase Ross, quick three. Transition, no good. But Owens has the rebound. He stays outside the arc. Marquette will get another chance. Up top, Parham. He'll try a three. Good. They're not flinching tonight, Tony.
Yeah, no, I love that pass by Sean Jones. Some will think, oh, it's a fancy behind-the-back pass. But, no, that's the right pass. It's the quickest way to get him the ball.
19-12. Marquette's biggest lead up seven. We're 10 minutes in. Jeremiah Williams standing dribble 40 feet away. Marquette puts the double team on him. So he goes, and now we get a dunk. Yeah, the double team left Halei Fanua open, and he dribbled it and stuffed it.
Yeah, the bigs can't overcommit on him.
Got too many skills.
Yeah,
Chase Ross taking him on. Can't. Spins. Turns again. Under and up. Missed the layup. And the rebound.
He could have had it.
Yes, he could have.
He's a launcher. He still can jump from that position. Pivot, turn. Try to get some lift.
Jeremiah Williams, 40 feet away. Shaky pass Jones. Across. Wasn't stolen nearly.
Should have been.
Now they swing it wide right. With it is Abraham. He's going to drive back outside. They get 12 to shoot. They're 25 feet away. Jeremiah Williams. He's attacking now in the lane. Six-footer. He missed it. Got his own rebound and then throws it in the corner. Abraham, he misses the three. Didn't they have about a one-footer there to try?
They did, but they didn't.
They didn't take it. Marquette up five with the rebound. James, they swing it around in the corner. Quick three.
Yes, sir. I love it.
Demaryius Owens.
Zero hesitation.
That's correct. You said it originally. He's different. Yeah. From what we've seen. You can explain it again. Marquette up eight. He seems to be having a heck of a lot of fun. Abraham gives the ball back to Jeremiah Williams, and the ball's knocked away and a foul on Marquette. They stole it away from Halei Fanua, but then were called for a foul. Marquette's got three subs coming in. Marquette up eight with 8:46 left first half. Right now 10 for an ID. 10 for station identification. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith here. You're listening to the home of Marquette basketball. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
8:46 left first half. Marquette up 8, 22-14 over Georgetown. They will inbound. Love will. Back up top to Mack. He sat out for a while. Now he'll attack. Pull up 15-footer, the lefty, and shot is good.
Tough
he
shot.
He can score Stevens, as well.
Stevens had great defense on that hand. He had actually two hands contesting that.
From Harvard. And Marquette's lead is 6. He was on the team last year. I think he might be the only run remaining. Chase Ross standing dribble 40 feet away. Still way outside the arc. Up top to Phillips, who's made his first appearance. I thought he was going to shoot it. Ben Gold will shoot it and miss it. Rebound,
nice
tap follow is good by Royce Parham. He was inside everyone, Tony.
Just great. Sneaky, a little sneaky. He had an inside position there. I don't know how he got it, but made it pay.
Great first half for Marquette, leading Georgetown by 8. Fort gives the ball to Mack. He attacks again, loses the ball.
He lost it.
Loses it out of bounds. It'll be Marquette basketball. Mack and Lewis, their stars. Lewis has none. Mack has 4. Marquette by 8. Will inbound when play resumes. 7:52 left first half. It's 24-16. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
It's Marquette game day and everyone is coming over.
Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Marquette at home, leading Georgetown by 8, 24-16 with 7:52 left first half. All from Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The Big East, Demarius Owens, in 5 minutes. He has 5 points, hasn't missed a shot. 2 free throws, 3 rebounds, 2 offensive boards.
Looks good. Looks different.
Yes, yes, yes. And let and it yes. continue. Marquette men's basketball, proud of its partnership with Sharp in presenting Reading with the Golden Eagles. The men's basketball players give back to the community by visiting Milwaukee schools to read to students. And the shooting continues. Marquette having struggled, not tonight. 47% from the field and 4 of 8, 50% three-point shooting. On the other hand, Georgetown, 29% and 0 of 3, three-point shooting. Their chance to come back will be determined by Malik Mack and A.J. Lewis. Together, they average 30. So far, they have 4.
I think the big fella might have something to say and do with that as well.
Alay Fanua? Yeah, you're right. He's got 4 so far and a couple of rebounds. He comes in averaging...
He can also 10. Be a little bit of a pest at the rim. And Marquette's been getting to the rim. Now they're shooting it well tonight. But they've been getting to the rim a little bit as well.
Marquette to inbound. Zaid Lowry. Has he come? No, that's nope. Chase Ross. I'm sorry. He's not.
Chase Ross.
Phillips is in. Yep.
Ben Gold and Royce Parham.
Inbound to Stevens in the backcourt. Hands back to Chase Ross. Marquette has no difficulty with the pressure. Marquette up 8 with the basketball. 7:45 left first half. Stevens 45 feet away.
Got a little bigger lineup.
Has Georgetown gone into a zone?
None of the two guards are in, yeah.
Yeah. We know what Tony wants him to do. Get the ball at the free throw line. Quick three. Nearly banked in by Phillips. Missed it and cleared by Georgetown. Mack top of the circle. To Abraham. Right back to Mack. He's 40 feet away. Attacks on Ben Gold. And then gives to a flashing underneath. They threw it away. Intended for Caleb Williams. Good play by Marquette. Chase Ross in from the right. Takes on 4 players. Hang, shoots.
Overlaid
and overlays. Rim free. And it comes to Georgetown. They'll back, bring it back up. Marquette, though, up 8. Lewis. I don't see a pass here. Yeah, step back 17-footer. Barely got rim. Rebound pulled down by Marquette and Ben Gold. He's got potential to be a very good hunter.
Who's that?
Lewis. I think he hunts for the shots pretty well. Stevens has it in the left corner. Marquette with the basketball, leading by 8.
The team's down 8.
Parham takes the 3 shots. Against Caleb Williams. Parham, he got the layup, and then the foul call on Caleb Williams. Nicely done by Parham, though Caleb Williams.
He doesn't like it.
Doesn't think he thinks he got a very tough whistle.
Yeah, he does. We're going to see here Parham with a good drive. The first initial bump. Yeah, he slapped him on the arm. He was falling backwards. Parham did a good job being physical, getting a bump. They kind of met on the bump. He got the best of the bump.
But he seemed in control the whole time. He didn't.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they banged each other.
Right.
I mean, there's a little collision there, but Parham got the best of it, which put Williams on off balance a little bit. So the next little piece of contact, which wasn't much, Williams was falling back. And he just swiped at it.
Parham missed both free throws, there. But 2 Georgetown players lost the rebound out of bounds. Fort was there. Lewis was there. Marquette will get the ball back after Parham missed 2 free throws.
That was only because the ball hung on the rim for so long. They mistimed the jump. And then there was a battle there.
Marquette inbounds. Sean Jones, top of the circle, backs it up. Sean Jones still dribbling outside the arc right side. Sean Jones now to the free throw line, stop and go. Back outside, Phillips will try a 3 around and out. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Marquette. That one looked better?
A better look, yeah, he didn't rush that one. First one had he released it a little quick. Rushed it just a hair.
Michael Phillips, a 6'6 freshman. Has the official approval of Tony Smith to shoot whenever he wants.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Even if you just missed two, don't matter.
I would say if he missed over 10 in a row in a game, you might tell him to back off that game only. But I'm not sure. I just made that up. Georgetown with the ball. Mack and Lewis going back and forth. 6 minutes left first half. Marquette up 8, 24-16. Good defense. Nothing's open. Now Mack at the foul line. Tough 16-footer. Missed it. Rebound. Lewis has it in the corner. He'll drive baseline double team. He'll pass it, and they get the layup. He got it to Halema Fanua. And that was a good pass by Lewis. Marquette up 6.
Yeah, but even better hands and catch to pick that ball up.
Sean Jones gives the ball to Hamilton. He missed the layup because it was challenged. Owens got the rebound, and Marquette still has it. Sean Jones inside to Marquette.
Oh, and one.
Owens counted in a foul. He's been good. He just got even better. The Big East, Demarius Owens.
The Big East, Demarius Owens. He's different from the non-conference.
I didn't say it was different. I just said it's the Big East to Marys Owens.
Big East in front of his name.
Yes. We'll go back and see how many games in the past it took him to get to 7 points, 4 rebounds. That's what he's already got.
When are you going to do that research?
After the game.
Halftime? Oh.
I don't need the research. My eyes tell me the same thing yours do.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Oh, I just saw him running in the offense. He looked different just
you
running
said,
around.
Yeah, you said it even before he literally did anything but started running around.
Oh.
And Marquette's lead is 9, 27-18 with 5:28 left.
First question for Shaka.
Like, yes.
What did he do in practice this week?
Yes.
He did something.
The Big East, Demarius Owens. And we get a foul on Marquette.
He's got to eliminate those. He gets at least one of those a
game. Okay, I want to say this. Against Halei Fanua, you just can't be that aggressive out there. He's got too many skills.
No one should be that aggressive. Once I force you out that far, just back up.
Okay.
I do not have to try to get a steal at that point.
Is it that way for every player?
That's for everybody. There's no reason for anybody to be going for a steal not that far.
Marquette up 9. Jeremiah Williams for Georgetown, 45 feet away. Halei Fanua, bad pass, and now they get it back to Jeremiah Williams. He's going to attack. He'll go to the basket, and he gets the layup. He didn't even use the backboard well, but still scores.
Oh, there's Demarius on the lob. Oh, didn't see him.
Yep. Marquette up 7. Ben Gold, 20 feet away. Now open 3, won't take it. He'll drive to the basket. He'll lay it up
again.
Counted in a foul. He blew by Halei Fanua and then made a nifty move with the left hand. Counted in a foul. Ben Gold. It's the Big East, Ben Gold. No. I know that's
the Big East, everybody.
It doesn't apply to Ben Gold as much.
All right.
We're seeing from Demarius Owens what we did not see from the non-conference
Demarius
Owens.
That's a good left hand, though, from Ben Gold here.
He showed, you come out, I can go by you and score. Free throw around and out.
Yeah, I mean, they got to respect his jump shot. So he can get people up in the air with the pump fake.
Marquette struggling at the line again. 3 of 6 off the miss. But the lead is 9. To the basket. Scoop layup is good. Halei Fanua. Yep.
The Bigs got to be careful. Yeah, they got to be careful on the slips, on the pick and roll with this guy.
Make him shoot a jumper to beat you?
No, it's not about making him shoot a jumper. It's about how much you help on the guard.
Oh.
If your guard doesn't get around, and even in this case, he was still up against another big. Typically on that roll, he's going to be matched up against a small guy, and you're going to be really in trouble.
It doesn't matter. He'll score on anybody,
Well,
right?
That time, yeah, he scored on Royce Parham that time. He's crafty around the rim.
Yeah. 8 points already.
But, I mean, obviously being that big, you can't let anybody that size around the rim.
4:42 left first half. The basket cuts Marquette's lead to 7. Halei Fanua, the free throw is no good. That was nice of him. The rebound, though, tapped out, and Georgetown has it. They get in the corner to Mack. He faked the 3 wide right now. He'll try the deep 3. Good.
Yeah, just measured Ben Gold.
5-point play.
Yeah, gave him a little fake there to make sure he didn't try to step up on him, and looking for that jump shot the whole time.
So the 5-point play, and Marquette's 9-point lead down to 4.
Got to get in the middle.
Owens 30 feet away against the zone. Back out Sean Jones. Still beyond the 3-point line. Norman has it 40 feet away. Now top of the circle. Everything outside. Chase Ross, jump pass to Norman.
Oh, he's wide open.
Norman double teamed. Yeah, now he gets it to Owens, who had it, lost it, and just didn't handle the zone very well that time.
They can't continue just to dribble around, pass
Somebody
around
had
the
a
perimeter.
Shot that they didn't take.
You got to get it. Well,
to the free throw line.
It should have been a quick pass from Trey Norman right to the corner for Demaryius Owens. He was wide open.
4 minutes left, first half. Georgetown will inbound when play resumes. Marquette by four, 29-25. Timeout, Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a third space to relax, unwind, and enjoy great...
Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette at home against Georgetown, leading 29-25. Though Georgetown with the last 5 points, and it came on one play. A basket counted in a foul, free throw missed, and Georgetown got it back and then made a three-pointer. So from 29-20, that made it 29-25. But it's still been a great first half. Demaryius Owens up to 8 points, hasn't missed a shot, and has four rebounds as well.
It's been a much better shooting half for Marquette. They've come out shooting 44%, but Georgetown's little run, they're up to 37 from 20%. So they're starting to make some shots as well. Alefanua, he's a big problem, a big body,
center for everything,
and he's got some skills. He can also shoot the three too. Yeah. So make no mistake, you cannot go to sleep on him no matter where he is.
29-25, Marquette by four. 4 minutes left, first half. Marquette on the road against Creighton Saturday night, and Creighton had their Big East game earlier tonight, and Creighton at Xavier won 98-57. That might have been an ugly crowd at the end of that one in Cincinnati.
I was just talking about Georgetown this afternoon about they're known for good big guys.
It's true.
All the bigs there. We're trying to think of some guards, and only came up with Allen Iverson.
That covers it. Fort. Alefanua, open three. Good. Rattled it in.
You got to watch him from everywhere.
Eight straight now by Georgetown. Marquette's lead is one, 29-28. 3:37 left first half. Georgetown stays in the zone. Up top, Sean Jones on the wing. James faked the three.
Maybe I jinxed it by saying he could shoot the three.
Chase Ross, foul line, gives to James. Nice pass inside. Hamilton lost it. It goes out of bounds. They did get it to the free throw line, and it looked like they were going to get a layup from Hamilton. Am I correct?
They were. Stevens got to be a little more sneaky there and act like he's going for a shot. He didn't even look at the rim.
Yeah.
So they knew he was passing. They got a hand on it.
Georgetown with the basketball. They've scored eight in a row, but Marquette still has a one-point lead. 29-28, 3:15 left first half. Jeremiah Williams 40 feet away. Alefanua back to Jeremiah Williams in the lane, shoots and scores. That guy's in the middle of everything. Alefanua, quick pass, and Marquette now down one. The alley-oop.
Yeah.
Owens stops it. The Big East to Demaryius Owens.
That was open the last time.
Yes.
And Jones didn't see it. That time James Jr. saw it.
Yeah, that's 12th floor. Everybody out. It just keeps getting better. Demaryius Owens has 10. Marquette with a lead back, 31-30. You don't know what the score would be if the non-conference Demaryius Owens was here. Marquette goes into his own. Jeremiah Williams now on the wing. Love tries the three, no good, and nobody's on Alefanua, and he gets an easy layup. And do we get a timeout? It looks like almost Georgetown called it.
Yeah.
Georgetown has now a one-point lead, 32-31, 2:25 left first half. We're going to keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout. Alefanua, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. They're now up to 42%. Literally.
Tried to warn you about this guy.
You did, and you warned me well, because he's a part of everything. He scored 13, he's been a part of, like, every basket they've scored the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's skilled, and as you can see, his three-point stroke looks great.
Yep.
He knocked that one down, but he's so crafty in the middle. You just can't let him get it deep. If you get it deep, he's going to get a good look off. Might not make them all, but he's definitely going to get a good shot. And when he's in that pick and roll, it's hard to keep the ball out of his hands because you got to pay attention to the guards, especially if you get, you know, Matt coming off. You get one of these good guards that are also crafty coming off. It's tough.
7-foot sophomore from Australia, came in averaging 10 points a game. Julius Halefanua. And James brings it up. Marquette, no trouble with the pressure. James now slows it up, and Georgetown goes back into the zone.
I'll throw it up right now. He's wide open.
James out to Shades Ross. Wide open three. You called it. Missed it. Rebound knocked around. Goes out of bounds. I think it's Marquette ball. Yep. It was Demarius Owens working for the loose ball. Marquette will get another chance. 2:05 left. Trailing by one after leading by nine.
Yeah, James has just got to drive from that wing right at the big in the middle. Throw it right over his head to Demarius behind him. It's wide open.
Chase Ross to inbound deep in the corner. They get it into Hamilton. He's 10 feet away. Dribbles further out. Now 25 feet away. Chase Ross against the zone. Chase Ross top of the circle. Goes left and gives in the corner to Stevens. Stevens can't penetrate to Chase Ross. He'll
Thank
attack
and
stuff it. Nice screen by Caden Hamilton.
Yeah, it was.
That was an easy launch because there was no one there to launch against.
Okay, Caden was blinking. Now I don't know if that was a moving screen or not, but
it worked.
He got the block out. Oh, could have been a travel.
Inside Love looked like maybe he did travel to Mack in the corner. Mack under the basket. No look. Bad pass. Threw it right to Owens. He comes the other way. He's going to go to the basket. He'll hang with the left hand. He missed the shot.
He wasn't sure what he wanted to do. He looked like he launched. He's got to just dunk that in.
He's curious. I think I'll just try my left hand here. Rebound to Georgetown. Marquette up a point, 33-32. Mack 30 feet away. Mack State fakes the three in the corner. Pull up three, no good, and the rebound stays to Georgetown with Fort. Kayvon Mulready came in and missed the three. Now attacking, getting the layup. It's good. Love with the basket.
That's a good move there. A little Euro step around the defense.
Langston Love from Baylor. Hadn't done much. Marquette down a point, final minute of the first half. Georgetown stays in the zone. Stevens wide left, across outside. To James, back to Stevens. Marquette's got 15 to shoot. James floats, banks no good from six. Rebound knocked around, comes to Georgetown.
He almost had it back.
I know. That was a pretty good shot. He can make that, right?
He can make that. A little bit of runner right in the paint there. Not a bad look.
Game and shot clock almost identical, so Georgetown can hold for the final shot. 17 seconds left first half. Marquette down one, 34-33. Looking good, up nine, but since then it's been pretty much Georgetown doing all the scoring. Not pretty much, but totally. 6 seconds left. Mack into the corner. They get an open three. Good. Is that Love again? Yep. And all of a sudden, the 9-point lead gone, and Marquette will have to come from behind. Georgetown making all the shots on the three by Love just before the buzzer. Marquette down four at half. Not as loud as it was a couple minutes ago here at Fiserv Forum. At half, Marquette down four to Georgetown. 37-33. Back to Gabe Neitzel at halftime. Marquette basketball from Learfield. First half, 10 points and 4 rebounds.
Yeah, he was outstanding there coming in. I mean, coming into conference play, that was a big question. Like, man, Demarius last year was showing some spark, and you're wondering what happened to him this year as far as his confidence. He looked down. He just didn't look like the same guy coming into this season. When you think of, you know, you're progressing from a freshman year into your sophomore year, you're going to get a little bit better. That's what the thought is. And this is what I expected him to look like from the get-go this year. So I'm glad he's back. He's got his confidence back. And he looks like he's playing with some freedom. Don't know where it came from. Don't really care. But I'll be sure to. I'm just glad he's here. I don't care where it came from. But
and
I'm,
you
I'm
saw
happy
it
he's here.
Before he took a shot.
I could just see the way he was running. Yeah. And when he came in, he just starts running around. I go, man, he looks totally different.
He did not solve the end of the first half. In the last 5 minutes, Marquette was outscored 17-4. And we've seen these stretches, Tony, where for much of a half, they've been good defensively and then had that period where it just left.
It's always consistency, right? Whether it be defensive consistency, offensive consistency. And, you know, at one point, Marquette was shooting 60%.
Yep.
And Georgetown was shooting 20. Now, they're both basically shooting the same.
Georgetown's ahead.
Yeah, Georgetown's at 44. Marquette's 43.
Better,
so.
And better shooting threes as well. It changed Love.
And you got to wonder, is that a dip in the defense?
That's what I ask you.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
we've just seen it in so
bit of,
many games.
A little bit of combination of each. Yep. Defense lets down, but Alifanua is a very good player, and he just happened to get hot on you.
Marquette down four. They
right
go inside to him. Alifanua spins, and we're going
to
get a foul on Hamilton, who tried to push him out, and then they called him. You explained it. What did he do that the official looked like
he had to call
a foul?
Hamilton's going to have a tough time with him because he's very skilled. He's got good footwork. And he's just going to pivot, move his point. And Hamilton trying to get physical. You put your body on him, he's just going to use that against you.
All right. The third foul on Hamilton. First free throw is good. Julius Alifanua, 7-foot sophomore out of Australia, came in averaging 10 points a game. He's already got 14.
He's got to learn when to put the body on him, when not to. Sometimes you got to use that arm bar, the little short arm bar. It's almost like a spring. There's some give to it.
Marquette long pass into the front court to Stevens. Marquette now down 6. Biggest deficit after leading by 9. And again, they face the zone. James, top of the circle outside the arc. James still dribbling. Now goes to Stevens beyond the 3-point line. They didn't get it to the inside. Hamilton wants it. Instead, they alley-oop inside Parham. He missed the layup, and Hamilton gets the rebound. He'll follow, score, counted in a foul. Marquette with the offensive rebounds. Caden Hamilton will try the 3-point play, and it's early in the second half. But, Tony, that was huge.
Yeah, but that lob that Parham just caught is wide open. That's the one I want to see when Owens is in there. Guys, they can really, really fly.
Yes.
No disrespect to Parham's.
Now, Parham was at about
he's not a high flyer.
He was close to the 11th floor.
Yeah.
Owens is 12-4 at least.
Yeah, he's not up in that high fly, that launch club. So, that when Owens gets in there, look for that pass. And James Jr. can throw it.
Yes.
I've seen him throw it a few times. I'm not sure who else can throw it, but I know he can for sure.
Marquette down 39-35. And the officials are going to check something. Usually when they do, they're checking a flagrant. I don't know. Maybe we can watch it on replay. The officials are chatting. Now we'll watch it.
Did he get hit in the head maybe?
No, he hit Hamilton May before he made the basket.
Yeah, Hamilton's pivot
hit
turn.
Alifanua. They're deciding if it's going to be on Hamilton, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be close because he kind of hit him in the jaw area.
Right, but doesn't a person have to give you a certain level of distance? Right now we're going to take a timeout. They'll figure it out. 19:21 left. Marquette down 4 to Georgetown. Timeout, Marquette basketball from Learfield. This is Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank coverage of Marquette basketball. Marquette on the basket by Caden Hamilton. Lee trails now by 4, 39-35 with 19:21 left. They are deciding whether or not there may be a flagrant on Caden Hamilton as he turned and his elbow went into the face of Julius Alifanua, but we have not heard yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that rule applies. Any contact to the head or face or
above the shoulder
is automatic.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And we're going to see.
Looks like it was nothing. Yeah, they're lining up at the free throw line, so it's got to be nothing.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't agree with your concern.
Right.
So it stays 39-35, Marquette down 4, Caden Hamilton.
That would have been 4. He's already got 3.
Yes, that's correct. That could be a huge play. Hamilton comes out, Ben Gold in. They don't want anything even out.
Yeah, they got to get him out of there.
Yep. Marquette within 3. Hamilton makes the free throw for the 3-point play. 19:21 for the game. Marquette with a 3-quarter trap. We haven't seen it that much, but they're using it now. Mack double team, throws it across to Abraham. Now they're in the front court with Fort. They get it back to Mack. Mack 35 feet away. Marquette man to man. He'll give to Ford, still outside the arc. They're playing without Lewis. Mack, well, top three, missed it. Boeing rebound, and they get it back. Nobody was near.
Yeah, everybody's in the paint for the rebound.
Jeremiah Williams, they're left alone. They're now outside the arc. He has it deep in the corner. They got 10 to shoot. Driving to the basket for it with a left hand, shoots and scores.
Wow.
Yes.
That's what you want to do if you're a guard. You see a big in there, try to hit him.
Marquette now down five on the basket by Fort. On a drive, James into the corner to Stevens. Back out, Chase Ross. Won't shoot the three. Hanks, floater from six. Missed it short.
Almost lost it.
Yeah. And it's cleared by Georgetown, and Mack brings it up as the trailer. Tap of the circle. Inside, they get it done.
Great pass by Mack, though.
Nobody near Hale Fanua, and Marquette is now down seven with 18:08 left.
You see how crispy that bounce pass was.
Now Marquette throws it away, and a long pass to Mack. He'll go to the basket. Shot blocked, but a foul on Parham. And it has not gone well now for the last 7 minutes of the game. From Marquette up nine to Marquette down seven, and two free throws coming for Georgetown.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Mack created all the contact. Then he just tripped on Parham's feet.
23-7 run by Georgetown, and two free throws coming. Yeah, I'd agree with you. That was a not nice whistle. Malik Mack from Harvard to Georgetown. Free throw is good. The lefty. And again, their leading scorer, K.J. Lewis, with some fluid issue. He averages 16 a game. He has played very little and didn't score. I'm not sure we'll see him again. Marquette down nine. The two free throws good by Mack, and Georgetown stays in the zone. James fakes the three, wing right up top to Ben Gold. Back to James. Again, fake the three. Now Ben Gold to the free throw line. Out to James. He will attack. Mack is on him, almost man-to-man. Now in the corner, Stevens, open three. Good. Nice soft three.
Yeah, Stevens just Marquette sitting in the corner waiting that. And waiting. He's like, guys, yeah. I'm open. You might want to pass it to me.
Huge. Marquette from down nine to down six. 45-39. Adrian Stevens with a three.
There's a problem right here, though.
Inside. Great block.
Oh, wow.
The little guy,
James. Got that.
He blocked the seven-footer shot.
He's got a goaltend, and he's got a block.
Come on. You got to give him the player of the game.
That one he might get it for.
James to the hoop. Shoots and scores. He's putting on a show.
That possession shot there he might get it from.
Shot blocker at one end. Point guard layup. He's up to eight. Five in a row for Marquette, and the deficit is four.
He's not supposed to be providing rim protection.
No.
Last I checked. Oh,
Hale Fanua is 7-1. Abraham, fadeaway 10-footer is good.
Again,
Isaiah Abraham from UConn.
That's a very simple flex action. I mean, grade schools run that action, and he was wide open on that back cut.
Marquette down by six, 47-41. Ben Gold now to James. Yeah, he checked three. Nope, wide left, got a little rim. Cleared by Georgetown. They come quickly the other way. Williams to the basket, and he's fouled by James.
Tried to get another block there.
Tried to sneak underneath him, kind of. I don't know. I don't know what you do when you're that small, when you jump that well. Foul on Nigel James for Marquette. Two free throws for Georgetown with Marquette down six and 16:30 for the game.
I see the little guy coming. I'm trying to dunk on him.
Yep. Here we go.
I'm not sure if Williams has that kind of lift.
We tried to kind of slide by him rather than go up with him and nearly knock the ball away. And he's trying to sell his case now to the official.
Official's not buying. He's not going to reverse the call.
He's not close to buying.
No.
Jeremiah Williams. He's from Rutgers. Free throw is good. Marquette now down seven.
I think you should get 3 seconds to plead your case after every foul.
Whatever you say, Demarius, the Big East Demarius Owens in, Adrian Stevens out. Marquette looking good at 29-20, but since then all Georgetown. 28-12 run.
Yeah, they've got to dig down defensively. Georgetown's been operating too freely on the offensive end, and it's that screen and roll that's causing problems for Marquette's defense.
Free throw's good.
Going small. Got the two small guards in.
Yes. Did that a little in the first half.
Yep.
Sean Jones and Nigel James against the zone. Marquette down eight. 16:23 left. James tries to go inside. Nearly got it to Parham, but again, Hale Fanua able to deflect the ball. What were you saying?
No, it looked like the ref pointed for Georgetown's ball, but I go, there's no way, it's a kick ball.
No. Alay Fanua is just in the right spot. Owens, deep three, missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be off Ben Gold, I think. Yep, from behind. I don't know who was off. Oh, they call a foul on Ben Gold. Demarius Owens didn't waste any time trying to get to 13.
And you shouldn't. You're going to shoot it. Shoot it.
Yep.
No reason to hesitate. Think
Marham
about it.
Out. Hamilton in. Marquette down 8. I think that's the biggest deficit. No, they trailed by 9 at one point, but they led Marquette by 9 at 29-20. Marquette goes into his zone. Caleb Williams, 40 feet away. To Lewis, K.J. Lewis, who's come back in. Now they get to the free throw line. Mack misses a 6-footer. Nice break for Marquette. And the rebound, Owens. He'll come the other way, and he's fouled by Mack about 30 feet away. Second foul on Georgetown. Demarius Owens. And Marquette will inbound. We got a timeout. Still ton of time left, but Marquette from up 9, now down 8. 15:49 for the game. Marquette trailing Georgetown by 8, 49-41. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Homerun Hall of Famer Tony Smith. The first 15 minutes, Marquette held Georgetown to 20 points. In the last 9 minutes, Georgetown has put up another 29, and they are on a 29-12 run. Marquette's 9-point lead is now an 8-point deficit.
Yeah,
we've seen those runs where Marquette's good defense just changes.
Yeah, they got to get a hold of Georgetown defensively. They're allowing them. They're shooting 50% right now. Marquette's down to 42.
Alay Fanua is up to 17 points. Man.
Yeah, he's been a major problem. Again, they're running that screen and roll, and he's good at rolling. And one time we saw him pop, so you don't really know. You don't have a beat on where he's going to be. So that's one difficulty. But then when he rolls, Georgetown guards are pretty good at still finding him, getting him the ball, and not getting tied up with the help off of the screen. And that just puts Marquette in a tough, tough position. If he gets that ball in the paint, he's so big. But he still has skill. He's not gonna be out of control when he catches. He'll be under control, and if you leave him one-on-one, he can score.
Marquette with the basketball. Owens against the zone. On the wing, James has it. James now attacking. James 10 feet away. Now James under the basket. Whips it out to Owens. He'll penetrate. He has the ball knocked away, and a late nice whistle on Georgetown because Lewis was about going to the other end, and all of a sudden the whistle on the foul, taking the ball away from Owens.
Well, you can't take the guy's arm off. I agree,
but he waited for a while.
Typically got to be a foul.
Yes.
Well, you know the refs like to wait to see what's going to happen.
Okay. Yes. Sean Jones, standing dribble 40 feet away against the Georgetown zone. Everybody playing zone against Marquette. Sean Jones trying to attack. Now up top, Ben Gold. Off to Owens. He'll penetrate. He'll hang. He'll shoot.
Got it.
Scores! Counted in a foul. They one man beat the zone. He showed a little ball fake.
A little pass fake.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh, man. Demarius Owens.
Got him every time.
They got him. Yeah, who was it there? That was Love.
That was Love. They're flying to the corner.
He was going to throw it to his teammates on the bench.
Yeah, moved right out of his way.
And then a nice move against Halei Fanua.
He moved right out of his way. I mean, a pass fake. Oh, it's unbelievable what it can do.
Demarius Owens, free throw is good. 3-point play, and Marquette is within 5, trailing 49-44. 15-20 for the game. James comes out. Owens now at 13 points. And again, and Marquette trying to make the steal. Nope, Georgetown still has it. Lewis in from the right. Halei Fanua inside, back outside. Caleb Williams, he gets it. That's too easy. He went all the way down the lane, laid it up and in, the lefty. Caleb Williams, I think that's the first time he scored in the game. I'll look it up, yep.
Yeah, and Owens right there, I mean, you don't really want to hit Ben Gold running up the wing. That's not the guy you want to give it to then. Yep. Just keep it yourself.
Again, Demarius Owens now 13 points. He had 23 on the season into the game tonight. Marquette down 7, 14:54 for the game against the zone. Sean Jones, top of the circle, attacks to the foul line across Chase Ross. Swing it around. Sean Jones faked the three. Now in the lane, into the corner. Wide open three. Missed everything. The rebound follow is no good by Hamilton. Demarius Owens, rim free. And Hamilton couldn't get the follow. Georgetown with it. Marquette down 7. Caleb Williams, he throws up a quick three, no good. Rebound Marquette. Sean Jones already in the front court. Sean Jones, the full 94 to the basket, lays it up and in.
He just threw the ball out there. I'm faster than you. I'm just going to go get it.
And he did. And he scored. Marquette within 5. Tell us, Tony, you got to stop him.
Yeah, you got to get some stops here.
Marquette down 5. Marquette goes into the zone.
Watch the backside of that zone.
Mack will try a quick three around and out. Rebound Marquette and Hamilton. Outlet pass, Chase Ross. Chase Ross in from the left to the foul line. Back to Ben Gold. Quick three. Missed it. Rebound knocked around. Georgetown has it.
Got to get back.
Yep. Love's the one who got it's now in the front court to Lewis.
Kind of a momentum shot there.
Yeah. A quick shot or a momentum
shot? That was a momentum shot. You know, the crowd's going. You just made a good play defensively. You got a good rebound.
Marquette,
a semi-good look.
Man to man now. Love has it 40 feet away to Mack, way outside the arc, into the corner. Open three by Lewis. Barely got rim. Comes to Marquette. Chase Ross running. Marquette down 5.
No
Ross,
numbers. No
top
numbers.
Of the circle. He's taken on Lewis. Lost the ball. Turnover. Bring it the other way. Mack with Love will go to the basket. Lays it up and in. Marquette. Man, that hurt.
Yeah,
down
just,
7.
Just no numbers there. Ross has got to just bring it out. Wait for your teammates.
Marquette with it, down 7, 53-46, 13 minutes left. Sean Jones back to Ben Gold. Attack against the zone up top. Sean Jones faked the three. Then gives to Chase Ross, still beyond the three-point line, in from the left against Mack, double team. Gives to Owens in the lane. Float, shoots, missed everything. Rebound to Hamilton in
great
the corner. Chase Ross three right before the shot clock buzzer, no good. Rebound to Georgetown, they'll come the other way. Into the basket. Lewis missed a wide open layup.
That?
There was contact. Two Georgetown players are down. It's 5-on-3. Sean Jones will try a three. He missed it.
Oh, Ben Gold was wow.
Ben Gold, the tap follow is good. Again, it was 5-on-3, and he tapped it all in one motion while going up. Didn't grab it. Marquette down 5, 12-14 from the game. Huge break there.
Yeah, it was, because you get a 5-on-3 and you wind up with a 3-point shot.
Welcome to basketball nowadays.
Right.
Yes, you would think a layup, right?
Correct.
In the corner, Love for Georgetown. Marquette in his own. Love on a drive to the basket. He's fouled. He's got to penetrate to about 8 feet away. We're going to get
a
timeout.
That was a curious shot, though.
Yes, it was. Marquette down 5 with 11:56 for the game. Right now, 10 for an ID. 10 for station identification. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Hey, this is Homer. You're listening to the home of Marquette basketball. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
Marquette was down 4 and a half, now trailing by 5. 11:56 for the game. Marquette trailing Georgetown 53-48. Timeout Marquette basketball from Learfield. One and a rewards member to play. The Lynch family of dealerships, the most trusted, community-rooted automotive group in southeastern Wisconsin, proud to support Marquette Athletics. Visit shoplynch.com today and experience the Lynch experience. Color Ink, an experimental communications company that creates packaging, visual displays, and retail signage that inspires action. Visit colorink.com to book a conversation today. Defense just has to get better, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, that's... You know, say it simple enough. They got to get more stops than they're getting right now. Georgetown's operating a little bit too easy there. But again, I knew that the big guy was going to cause them some problems because of his skill set. But Georgetown getting out on a break a little bit. They're doing a little bit of everything. And Marquette's got to figure out a way to stop something.
Down 5. Love is at the line. Free throw is good. Doesn't really score that much for them. He's now at 8 points. Langston Love came from Baylor. missed the second free throw. That was nice. Came in averaging less than four. Ben Gold, top of the circle against the zone. Owen still outside the arc right side. Across outside left, Sean Jones penetrates under the basket. Nice pass inside Hamilton. He missed the layup. He was challenged, and he did it with the left hand, but he's got to make that one at the other end.
That's a charge.
And we're going to get a charge. No, a foul against Marquette. Going to the basket hard was Fort, and a tough whistle on Marquette.
Very tough whistle there. I thought for sure Chase Ross looked like he was there.
Major contact.
Wow.
Question, Ken Sommerfeld said maybe about the elbow of Fort going up into the shoulder area above.
I think it looked like, you know, typically you take a charge, you're going to cover your family jewels with your hands. I think Chase Ross had his arms out.
Okay.
And they may have thought that he maybe just, that's what created the contact.
Six fouls on Marquette, four against Georgetown. Now it's double team, but they get it free and they get it dunked. They got the double team, but sneaking behind, yep. Ale Fanua and Marquette
in the corner.
Down eight.
When you get out of there, there's a mismatch. You're all numbered.
Sean Jones taking everybody on in the zone. Stops 12 feet away. Now needs somebody to get open. Finally finds Hamilton deep in the corner. Now free inside Chase Ross. Back out to Sean Jones. He'll penetrate 6 feet away. Ball knocked away. Foul against Georgetown.
There.
Yep. Team foul number five. I don't think shooting. 11:03 left and Marquette down eight. Yep, Marquette will inbound. Team foul. Parham and Hamilton with three each for Marquette. Caleb Williams, Lewis, and Fort all with three.
Yeah, unfortunately, out of the when there's a double team like that, the rest of the guys have to kind of zone up. You can't really try to guard a guy because somebody else is going to be wide open.
Because it's 3-on-4.
It's 3-on-4, yeah. You got to kind of zone up.
Marquette will inbound with Sean Jones.
And take a guess. What area do you have to cover? The basket.
Around the basket.
Yes.
Sean Jones, stop and go dribble. He'll go to the basket. Scoop layup is good. He earned it and impressed. Sean Jones with a nice layup. Marquette down six.
Well, that's on the penetration. They kind of cleared some space. They got all the big guys out of the paint.
Williams. Pull up 14-footer around and in. That was not easy by Jeremiah Williams.
And he's calling for a foul. He's probably right on there.
Kind of lean, ball fake.
Was that Junior trying to guard him? He got him up in the air, which is what you want. Typically, you get a guy in the air and you make contact, you're going to get a foul.
Sean Jones will try a three. That gets back rim. Rebound tapped around. Georgetown has it. Marquette down eight. Georgetown, Lewis in the front court. Quick three, missed everything. Rim free, and Marquette caught it. And that's James, and they'll bring it the other way. There have been some ugly shots tonight. James, stop and go dribble. Now under the basket, whips it out to Owens. He had it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Fortunately off Georgetown. Huge break. Owens just lost it. And then the Georgetown player lost it, and Marquette keeps it.
Got ahead of himself there. What he wanted to do. He wanted the pump fake, pass fake. He wanted the dribble. He wanted to do everything. He tried to do it all at the same time.
Again, the Marius Owens, the only Marquette player in double figures with 13. James had six early, but now just at eight. James, top of the circle. Marquette down eight, 9:49 left. Back to Ben Gold, to James, top of the circle. He'll penetrate, gives inside, bad pass, stolen away.
Yeah, he's looking for Parham to cut. Parham kind of cut the route off there and stopped.
Caleb Williams stole it for Georgetown. He has the ball. Now wide left to Mack. He'll get the ball to Jeremiah Williams. And now we're going to get a moving screen foul. I think they called it on Ale Fanua, but as you have often said, it wasn't his fault because the guard didn't give him time to stop. Is that
correct?
Right?
You are correct.
Yeah. Chase Ross comes back in. Marquette's going to have to come from eight down with 9:26 left. Well, we haven't seen the impressive Big East Demarius Owens in the second half, just that 1-3, and now at 13. And Marquette, 1 of 8 three-point shooting in the second half. We've lived that before. Georgetown's 0 of 5. James, 10 feet away. Back out to Parham. Wide open three. Good. Yep, he can make it. He can make it.
Yeah, now they got to get a stop here. Staying a couple possessions together. Maybe a kill here.
Yeah.
One away from a kill.
Marquette goes into his zone. Down five. 9 minutes left. Into the corner. Abraham drives, throws a bad pass. Thank you very much. Very difficult pass. Turnover. Georgetown, give it to Marquette, and the kill is in.
Yeah,
three stops in a row.
Now you got to score.
Marquette down five, 8:54 left.
Yeah, you're within one possession. You got something working.
Abraham comes out after that pass, and Fort comes back in. Or excuse me, Love comes back in for Georgetown. Marquette down five, 8:52 left, 58-53. James on the wing up top, Parham. Parham a couple of dribbles. Chase Ross still way outside the arc. Now he's going to attack. Oh. We have a collision, and the foul will go against Georgetown because whoever it was, I think it was Jeremiah Williams, didn't really set a position. He just fell down the second Chase Ross ran into him.
That's the same ref that called the block on Chase Ross.
Yeah, and that's 17 fouls on Georgetown.
He likes the block call, I guess. And he wasn't there.
Yeah, he was on the side. In the NBA, they might give you that, right?
No.
No?
Nowhere.
YMCA?
YMCA, you're calling your own fouls. No offensive fouls at the Y, though. So.
All right. Chase Ross for a 1-1 with Marquette down five. Free throw is perfect. Chase Ross now at 3 points. I kid you not. 1 of 9 shooting. 0 of 3 three-point shooting. Chase Ross entering the game at about 19 a contest. Maybe it'll get hot now. Hits both free throws. He's up to 4.
Yeah, somebody offensively getting hot would be very, very nice right about now.
5 in a row by Marquette. They're within 3. Love 30 feet away to Caleb Williams. Georgetown with the basketball. Marquette stays into the zone. 58-55. Marquette down 3. 8:25 for the game. They trailed by 8 moments ago. Basketball at the free throw line against Parham will get a foul as Halei Fanua did the damage, and that's 7 fouls on Marquette, so a 1-1, and he basically just looked at who was guarding him and said, Parham, I'm just going to try to take him to the basket.
Yeah, it's 1-on-1. The zone doesn't collapse on you. Now you're 1-on-1. You got to go.
Oh, it's not Parham's fourth, so he's at 3.
Yeah, Ross kind of reached in, trying to help his partner out.
Halei Fanua, 1-1, free throw is good. He's now at 20 points. He averages half that. He's been the story. Another big guy hurting Marquette. Another big guy from Australia. The guy at Purdue was from Australia. Hits them both. Marquette got within 3, now down 5. 60-55 to Georgetown, 8:15 for the game. How many fouls has he got? He's only got 2. Get him in foul trouble. Against the zone. Marquette brings it up. James to the basket. Missed the layup. The rebound tapped and Marquette keeps it. Parham, though, lost it. Coming the other way is Georgetown. Jeremiah Williams dribbles through a crowd and then slows it up. Now he'll go to the basket and lays it up and in. That hurts. Marquette down 7. He's in double figures, Jeremiah Williams. Against the zone, Marquette trailing, 62-55. James wide left, thought about the 3, instead dribbles. Now attacks, now spins, fakes, shoots, scores. He put a schooling on Ford.
Yeah, that's a good move there. Puts him in double figures.
I don't know, how does Ford worry? He's about a foot taller. Don't you just wait till James gets done doing his stuff?
Yeah, you got up in the air. He's not disciplined, though. He tried to get the block.
Okay. I think right now we see Ed Cooley talking to Fort with a great deal of emotion. 7:23 for the game. Marquette down 5. 62-57 to Georgetown. This timeout, Marquette basketball from Learfield. Smith, Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. 7:23 left. Marquette trailing 62-57. The lead was 9, but that was a long time ago. Marquette down 4 at half, and they've been down the entire second half by various amounts. All you need to know is 7:23 to go, and Marquette down 5. Demarius Owens, 10 in the first half, now 13 overall. Nigel James up to 10. Tough night for Chase Ross. 4 points on 1 of 9 shooting and 0 of 3 three-point shooting. But it'll all be forgotten if he can turn it around in the final, 7:23.
Yeah, he's got time to turn around, definitely. And, you know, maybe that he's the guy that they need offensively to get them going on that end of the floor. But he can also be the guy defensively on that end. But
yes,
I think it's going to take some of the bigs down here to stop Georgetown on that end of the floor, because Khalifa Nua is really, really been a major issue.
Yep, Khalifa Nua, 21 points, 7 of 10 shooting, 6 of 7 free throw shooting, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. He's literally been a part of everything. And Love will inbound the ball for Georgetown. Back to Jeremiah Williams.
No time like the present to get started. Here we go.
Here we go. Jeremiah Williams against Chase Ross. To Khalifa Nua. Back to Mack. Mack penetrating. Gets to the basket. And an easy layup is good. Something broke down at the very end.
It's because of what I said before. You got to make a decision when that guard comes off. And if it's a good guard like Mack, what do? You give him the attempt or you let him drop it off to Khalifa Nua.
Owens penetrating. Floater in the lane. Good! Little Euro step in there.
Little Euro step. Got bumped. Slowed his momentum. So he just went into the Euro step. Easy. It's almost like a layup there.
Owens up to 15. Marquette again down 5. 6:42 left. I'll let Tony say it. Need some stops.
A bunch of them. That's not going to do it
there. Inside. Caleb Williams is good from Jeremiah Williams. And
yeah, you can't even let
too easy.
You can't let a catch in there. It's too deep.
Marquette down 7. Back out to Parham. Parham in the lane. Back to Chase Ross. He'll try a 3. That missed badly. And the rebound knocked down, and Georgetown has it. 6:10 left. Marquette down 7. Georgetown the lead in the ball. Jeremiah Williams, 45 feet away, standing dribble. He's the one who scored, not Caleb Williams. Khalifa Nua to Caleb Williams still, 25 feet away. They're just working the clock. Now down 10 to shoot. Jeremiah Williams lost the ball, and Marquette knocked it out, so it'll be Georgetown with 9 to shoot.
Yeah, Parham with some moving his feet there with some quick hands.
And Love will inbound for Georgetown in front of their bench. They got 9 to shoot. Can he get it in? And finally, he gets it to Mack, 25 feet away. He'll drive in the lane, hangs, lays it up. He missed the layup. Thank you. Cleared by Marquette, Ben Gold. James lobs, Parham lay it up. He missed the layup.
How did that happen? Too far out.
Pass was good.
Pass was good. By the time he caught it and stretched out, you know, if you're not sure, just come down with it and lay it right back up.
Transition layup missed. Georgetown has it now. 5:25 left. Marquette down 7. Into the corner. Now inside. Nice
great
play. Ben Gold knocked it away. Marquette the steal. Here's Owens, center of the court. Owens in the lane. Euro step. Hang, shoots. Layup no good. And a foul on Marquette. After the miss, did they get Owens on the foul? I think so.
I believe so.
His first foul.
He's got to be a little more aggressive to attack the rim.
Finish. When you can go to the 12th floor, get up there.
Correct.
Every
time you got an opportunity to hit that elevator button to the top floor, hit it.
Yeah. 5:12 remaining. Marquette down 7, 66-59. Caleb Williams will go to the line, the lefty.
You know, you and I get on that elevator now. That 12th floor is not an option. You need a key card to get up there.
No, you don't. I do. I've never been there. I don't know what it's like.
That's true.
Caleb Williams hits the
I used
the
to
first.
Have the key up there.
Yeah.
They took it away.
I think with a little exercise and health, you could get there again. But I don't know at what age he stopped making it to the 12th floor, because I never got there at any age. Caleb Williams' free throw is good, and Marquette's now down 9 with 5:12 remaining.
Yeah, a lot of work to do here in 5 minutes.
Can't be scoring enough again.
Well, they're not getting enough stops. You got to get stops with the deficit.
And Georgetown staying in the zone. James faked the 3. Now back to Ben Gold. He'll try the three. Missed it. Rebound in the corner. Pulled down by Georgetown.
And it just seems now they can't do anything. They can't score, and they can't get a stop.
And they're not getting it into that spot where you talk about. And they're not getting any of the Tony Smith. Show me a ball fake, even if it's to the crowd. Love has it 30 feet away, and they're just working the clock now, Georgetown. Mack has it wide left. Pressured by James. Mack dribbling. Mack under the basket. Gives in the corner. They got an open three. Good. Caleb Williams hitting it. We got a timeout, and Marquette is now down 12 with 4:26 left, and we unfortunately have seen this before. Timeout. Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. This is Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette in trouble now. 4:26 left, trailing Georgetown 71-59. This all brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum is the place to be for all Marquette fans again this season. Select Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Shaka Smart breaks down all the Marquette action. The next show is tomorrow. Josh Clark and Sheik Pearson, he is redshirting. Don't miss Marquette Thursdays presented by Aurora Healthcare at Motor Bar and Restaurant on the Harley-Davidson Museum campus. Don't wreck a great time of the game. Marquette reminding you to drive sober or get pulled over. Visit ZeroInWisconsin.gov to learn more. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT. We want to say hello to Marquette fans. Tune in to tonight's game on the Marquette Radio Network, 98.7 WDLB in Marshfield. We are Marquette. Well, talked about not enough stops and also Marquette struggling to score. 2 of 11 three-point shooting in the second half. As I've said a couple of times, we have lived this before. It was 29-20 Marquette with 5 minutes to go in the first half. So in the last 20 minutes, Marquette has been outscored 51-30.
Yeah, it's been a tough stretch. You got to credit Georgetown.
Halif,
they were struggling early in this game. Then they kind of got it figured out. Halif Anua, we got to go through him, play through him, use him. And they've done that very well, and he's delivered.
And now the zone has made it seemingly tough again for Marquette.
We knew this coming in. Everybody's going to play zone against Marquette. They've seen them struggle against the zone all non-conference season, so we knew that was coming.
Sean Jones back to Parham. Deshaun Jones now on the wing. James, double team, spins back out to Sean Jones. He'll drive to the foul line, back to James. He'll penetrate. He'll float it up, and the ball's blocked out of bounds. Not by the person guarding him. Then we get a foul, and we get two free throws. I didn't see. They called on Love, maybe. Either way, Marquette going to the line to shoot two. 4:05 left, trailing by 12. They're looking now at Jeremiah Williams. It doesn't really matter. Nigel James is up to 10 points. A little short of the 20 I thought he would get when he scored six very early.
25, you said, by the way?
Yeah, that's true, I did. I was trying to cut it back to 20.
I know you were. I see what you're doing. You know I'm watching you.
I know.
I'm watching you every time,
I didn't
buddy.
Think you would be that important. When you go from 10, from 20 to 10 or 25 to 10, it really doesn't matter. You lost either way.
Sorry, I got autocorrect in my head.
Yeah,
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize for anything. Wrong is wrong. One free throw good. 71-60, Marquette down 11 with 4:05 left. They inbound the ball to Jeremiah Williams. He'll bring it across the stripe. Sean Jones trying to bother him.
And everything matters. One free throw, but it still matters at this juncture in the game.
And we're going to get a foul on Marquette and Sean Jones. That's team foul 9 on Marquette. So 1-1 upcoming. And you know, Halef Anua will be around if they need to get the ball to someone at any spot and take it from there. Didn't have to get it to him that time.
Yeah, Sean Jones there. Listen, Sean Jones much quicker than Williams there. You don't need to body him. Sean tried to body him there for some odd reason.
And just bother him and maybe knock it away if he can.
You just got to say you're quicker than him. Slide, stay in front of him.
Free throw is good. Jeremiah Williams now with 13. And as I said, all of them, many come from big schools. His Rutgers grad student. Second free throw, good. He is in double figures. Marquette down 13 against the zone. Owens will try a three. No good. Long rebound and goes out of bounds. No. That's nice save by Caleb Williams, and Mac has it.
I thought that was out of bounds. That's a great save.
Yep. Owens didn't miss a shot in the first half. Maybe missed one. He's missed six now overall. Caleb Williams, top of the circle. Hale Fanua at the foul line. He'll just hold the ball, and off the ball, we're going to get a foul on Marquette.
On Jones.
Sean Jones, and with 3:18 remaining, Marquette down 73-60. It just went away, as we've unfortunately experienced in other games.
Yeah, a little offensive drought really
yes.
Hurt Marquette here in the second half. They've only got 26 points.
They had 29 in the first 15 minutes of the first half. The difference pretty much was Demarius Owens, who had 10 in the first half, missed maybe one shot, now has 5 in the second. Not stopping and can't score. That's a bad combo, and it has occurred in the last 15 minutes. Marquette down 15 with 3:16 left. Sean Jones, oh, he gave us a little ball fake there. Now he's dribbling in the lane against Mac. Can he finish? Nope, back outside. James to the basket, banked it up and in. Says, Homer, I'll try to help you out. I'm up to 13 now.
I mean, the good news is he scored. The bad news is, man, did they have to work hard for a bucket.
Well put. If that's what it takes to score, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Marquette down 13 on the Nigel James basket, 2:44 left, because they're just using the full 30. They're down to 14, and Mac has it still 45 feet away, not attacking at all. Still dribbling, throws across in the corner. Wide open three, around and out. Rebound, though, comes to Georgetown. They'll keep it. Now they get a fresh 20.
Yeah, Williams somehow got a free run, got a hand on the ball, and tipped it right to his teammate.
Jeremiah Williams hands back to Caleb Williams. Mac, as again they work the clock, Mac with four to shoot. He's under the basket to a flashing Jeremiah Williams. To Caleb Williams, three is no good. Shoot, hit the rim twice. Marquette has it. 2 minutes left, but still down 13. There, we got another ball fake in there. Sean Jones, long three is good.
It resulted in a wide open shot.
Marquette, yeah. The ball fake by James to no one.
Yep.
1:55 left. We got a timeout. Marquette on the three by Sean Jones is down 10. 75-65. It's a 30-second timeout on Marquette, so we will keep it here.
Yeah, just a simple ball fake to the corner. That moves that guy off of you. Now you can attack the guy in front of you. You dribble, penetrate, kick it back out.
They
wide open.
Follow the ball even if you're passing to no one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a shell drill you do in practice. You jump to the ball. So whenever they pass the ball, you jump that direction. It's a natural instinct. They see a pump fake. They're anticipating the pass going there. They're going to jump that way.
It works. Sean Jones is now in double figures with 10. The struggle has been Chase Ross, 4 points on 1 of 10 shooting. 0 of 4, 3-point shooting. With that three, Marquette up to 3 of 13 in the second half. But
scoring is literally almost identical with 2 minutes left here. Georgetown at 37 in the first half. Yep. They have 38 now.
Yep.
Marquette at 33 first half. They have 32 right now.
That is correct. And that leaves out the 29-20 lead that Marquette had after 15 minutes of play. Saturday, Marquette goes on the road at Creighton for their next Big East game. Creighton had a huge win, 40-point win at Xavier earlier tonight, the only two Big East games. Marquette trying to double-team in pressure, beaten by Georgetown there in the front court. Caleb Williams 40 feet away, and then hands back to Mack. 1:40 left. Marquette down 10. Shot clock down to 12. Georgetown will be happy to do nothing but run the clock. Caleb Williams to the basket, gets free, and lays it up and in.
Yeah, at this point, you got to gamble, so you're going to give things like that up.
Deficit is 12. Chase Ross back out to Parham. Fakes the three, penetrates to the basket. Scoops and scores. Parham with a hoop. Marquette down 10. But we've got only 1:12 remaining. In the backcourt, they're going to call a foul on James of Marquette. He tried to knock the ball away.
He tried to tie him up there.
Jeremiah Williams could not.
It was a good attempt. It was a late, very late pass, and he just barely missed getting in there.
Any chance James is going to get 12 in the last 108 to get to my 25 prediction?
Zero chance.
I still want to promote him. Well, it's going to be hard with Owen's good first half. But the incredible leap blocks by Nigel James. But I can't sell it the same way when you end up losing by 10 or close to that. But impressive it was by Nigel James. Free throw is good by Georgetown. The lead is up to 11. Jeremiah Williams. They have five players in double figures. Second free throw, no good. Marquette will bring it up. Chase Ross left side, down 11. Parham on the wing, and Georgetown not giving them the open three, so they get inside to Owens. Back out to Sean Jones, and Marquette trying to get a three, but they can't because Georgetown now. James gets an open three, missed it. Rebound Georgetown, pulled down by Love, and Marquette down 11, and Georgetown is probably just going to dribble this out so that we're down to about 15 seconds. And this one is over until the clock. I mean, it's over, but we won't have it official. Georgetown to 8-3. Marquette drops to 5-7. And Mack missed the floater. 24 seconds left. Chase Ross, pull-up three is no good. The dunk follow is good by Parham. Marquette down 9, 15 seconds left. Now Mack in the backcourt will dribble in the front court, and that'll be the final 10 seconds. Coaches will shake hands, Ed Cooley and Shaka Smart. Looked good for 15 minutes. Marquette was up 9. Demarius Owens was on fire, but the final 25 controlled by Georgetown. Final. Marquette loses by 9, 78-69. Shaka Smart in the postgame show. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.